record, and I'm going to hold this up to you like this. Mm-hmm. So when you go on, I'm just going to lean over and do that.
Sounds good.
And the very first thing, though, can we just intro? So if you say something, you're like, scrap that. Mm-hmm. Just say it after. Say scrap that after what you say. Mm-hmm. So very first thing, though, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Nico Hutz. I'm an associate professor of the practice in mechanical engineering, and I'm the associate director of undergraduate studies at US in mechanical engineering.
And you've been dealing with a lot of planning and changing of the schedule for the updates because of classes going online?
Yes, correct. So we heard on Tuesday evening, I believe, that we had to go online. Since then, we have been trying to get information from all instructors for undergrad courses of their plans of how they're going to go online. They should tell me by tonight. And the rest of the week, we're going to work on how that will actually be done.
And so what are your biggest concerns?
I am at the moment mostly concerned about design courses, senior design project courses, and everything else that's hands-on, project-based, team-based learning. It's not as much on paper or exam-wise on paper, but more hands-on, how we can do that online. And secondly, how we can do the exams in a fair and transparent way for everyone.
Have faculty been reaching out to you much, or have the faculty mostly been working on individual plans, and how much have you had to help walk through other faculty through the process?
Well, since we had last week spring break, faculty have not reached out that much yet, but it's starting to ramp up. Faculty are coming now with questions of how to use electronic tools like Zoom, or how to change their syllabus or their exams. And so it's really starting to ramp up now.
And what are you thinking about the different, I know a lot of students have talked about the fact that they're going to be in different time zones and coordinating. Any thoughts on that, or has that not even really been on the radar yet?
For my own class and what I've heard from faculty so far, it looks like a lot of the classes, when they are being taught online, will be recorded and will be available online. So actually for students, it should be easier to listen to the recordings at any time, whenever they want, no matter what the time zone is. I think the challenge will be to come up with something like office hours or equivalents to office hours, where people from very different time zones can still reach TAs and especially instructors. Classes, I think, is not the main issue, but questions will be.
And what about students? Have students been reaching out to you about?
Student questions so far have been about research, but I've not had any questions on classes yet.
And what are you anticipating going to be the most asked questions? Do you even know yet?
I probably don't know yet. I would imagine one question will be soon, how to prepare for final exams in the situation that nobody knows yet what it's going to be. But nobody has any previous experience with these kind of exams.
Got it. And for what would you suggest to students as far as any thoughts on resources or things that they should be thinking about or how they should prepare for the online classes? Any advice?
I'm not sure if I have advice yet. I would recommend that any student who has any questions or any issue or concern with anything to let us know as quickly as possible so that we can prepare. I think that all instructors, I think everyone in departments and in Pratt is very interested and willing to help as much as possible, but we probably can't even imagine all the questions and problems yet. So please reach out to us.
Any additional or thoughts about the virus, about school? And you had said one of the big challenges is going to be students that have traveled for spring break and need to get back to campus yet.
Yeah, I don't know how it will work for students, undergrad students, to pick up their things in their dorms. How long, of course, all of this will last. If this will be a matter of only spring semester, which is not that long, fortunately, or if this will go through all of summer and even affect fall semester. I don't know yet.
Just going to try to get through spring first, right?
Yes, one step at a time.
And what about you? So you are teaching a class this semester. And so has that been, have you already started working on your classes? What do you think is the trickiest thing for your particular class?
I realized today that buying document cameras on Amazon, prices have gone up.
Oh, wow.
So I ordered one right away.
Got it.
Which I should get by Friday, so I'll be ready for Monday class.
So some of the extra tools that need to be bought just to facilitate and make, it's not just having a computer, right?
Yes, yeah. I realized that you need a decent camera, and they can be expensive, and they're running out of them, apparently.
Like hand sanitizer, it's in toilet paper, and...
Yep. Yes, I don't know what the academic equivalents to toilet paper and sanitizer are going to be, but yeah, we're going to run into unexpected shortages, apparently.
Yes. And then, any final words for students as they're getting through this? You said reach out to us with any questions.
Yes, please reach out to us as quickly as you can so that we understand what your concerns, your problems are that we probably can't even imagine and expect, especially if you're abroad and all over the world. I hope we gonna get things well together by graduation. I hope that seniors gonna have a great graduation and commencement in whatever way we can do this, and continue with a normal academic year next year again.
But a lot of plans are being, behind the scenes work is being done right now to try to guarantee that, huh?
Oh yes, it was not spring break last week. We had more emails than ever. Yeah. We're working very hard. I think in the next days, certainly by next Monday, students will get more and more information on the details. We're working very hard to get things figured out by then.
And it'll probably be a little frustrating the first week or two or three, right, for the rest of the semester. But hopefully some good things will come out.
I would assume that students and instructors will need a lot of patience next week when we do this for the first time ever. Duke has never allowed online courses for undergrads ever, so this is completely new. But I'm sure we'll learn a lot of things that we otherwise would not have learned, so there will be some positive aspects to this, some blessing in disguise.
Great. Thank you, Nico. Well, they'll cut out Nico part.